Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed we can. Hey, welcome folks. This is your country folks surviving up here in North Dakota. And glad to have all of you fellow country folk out there listening in here on September 20. I have to look. September 26th, here at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. This is James Kelso, your host, for the next 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And I think those are the preliminaries. We've covered those. Thank you so much, and I hope some of you will call in. Some of you very astute people in this incredible audience. The number to call is 512-248-8252. And, you know, just as I say those words, I'm trying to suck them back into my mouth, because Donald Trump yesterday gave the greatest speech I have ever heard. Now, I know I've said that before, but each time I've said it, it was true. What he did yesterday in Perry, Georgia is mind-boggling. And you're going to, if you haven't heard it yet, you're going to realize that yourself here over the course of the next 2 hours. And so most of this 2 hours is going to be occupied by Donald John Trump. And I'm going to try to shut up as soon as I can here so that you can hear this. Now, some of you who heard his speech yesterday in Perry, do you want to hear it again? You bet. I've heard it three times now. And this last time I heard it, I thought, well, when I went back to listen to it again in preparation for this show, I thought I'm going to find the less important parts of the speech, because it's an hour and 48 minutes long. So that's pretty hard to cram into a 2 hour show that includes some promotional breaks. In fact, it's impossible to stick into a 2 hour show. So I thought, well, I got to find the less important parts and I'll skip over those. Problem. There aren't any less important parts. I've been through the speech three times. There aren't any even less significant parts. There's no fluff in this speech. It's an hour and 48 minutes long. It's mind-boggling what the mind of this man is capable of doing. Those of you that have experienced public speaking, you understand rhetoric and audiences and performance and being on a stage. And how many of you out there, for example, have stood in front of a crowd of 50,000 people? Oh, I see a hand up. Is someone raising a hand up out there? 50,000 people who've been waiting, many of them, for more than 24 hours for your arrival. This man is a genius of such historic proportions. do what he does over and over again. So let me give you the executive summary here, just a really the quick thumbnail. Greatest speech ever delivered in the history of the universe yesterday. Covered every topic that you and I as patriots want to have covered. Said everything we want to hear. Everything. Including even delivering on the something I had someone challenging me in an earlier show. Kelso, when are you going to give up on Trump? And, we gave the answer to that. Never, buddy. And that was resoundingly underscored by the speech yesterday. Just incredible. This incredible hero of our history delivered. And he came through. I said, I predicted. I said, you know what? His next speech will reflect his realization that he and you and all of us got screwed. And he used that verb, by the way, in this speech. And you're going to love the way he used the word screw in the speech. Use some other colorful language. You're going to love that too. He got screwed by the health establishment in America. And he got, in fact, there was one beautiful part of the speech, and I need to shut up quickly. I have 10 pages of notes here. And these notes only cover the first hour and 5 minutes of the 1 hour and 48 minute speech. But he made a very important point in the middle of his speech where he said that the fraud that occurred in 2020, the theft of the election, was prepared. The left, the communists, had 4 years to prepare it, their fraud. And he said, what he was reflecting on the fact that we, the patriots, we really got T-boned in the intersection of life. They were setting us up for 4 years. And President Trump said, we had a couple of weeks when we realized what was coming, a couple of weeks to respond. And then he said, and we had the additional handicap, and this was beautiful. He said, idiots like Mitch McConnell were no help at all. So but let me get into the speech. I mean, he covered everything. He covered the waterfront, A to Z, everything we're, including the scamdemic. He covered that too. And he covered it beautifully. And no, he did not promote the vaccines, which is what I predicted. Kelso was born out. He did not. It's occurred to him now. He really got screwed on the vaccines. And we all did. And remember, he didn't develop the vaccines, the Franken shots. He didn't develop the Franken shots. Fauci and his buddies did. The only thing that Donald Trump could have done, if he were, you know, had a crystal ball, and if he were darn near God himself, is to have realized that there were people as evil as Fauci who would develop a lethal Franken shot. And he's aware now that there are people that evil, and he talks about it in the speech, how evil his and your and our enemies are. Evil enough to create lethal shots? Yes. Evil enough to prevent effective therapeutic treatment, which Donald Trump has been advocating from the beginning? Yes, that evil. Very evil. Anyway, but let's get into the speech. Let's get Kelso to shut up, and let's listen to this incredible, incredible leader. Boy, have we got a good leader. So here we go. I'll just get as much of this in as I can. I don't know if I'm going to even be able to skip forward with the fast forward button. Let's just get into it now and get started. It's right from the get-go. This is the greatest speech I have ever heard, greater even than any previous speech of Donald Trump's. Let's get as far through it as we can. And I don't care whether you've heard the speech. You haven't heard the speech, if like me, you've already heard it three times, this bears listening to, for me, a fourth time. And after today's show, I'm going to go listen to it a fifth time. And what a man. What energy. What a mind. What speed of thought. So here we go. I'm going to hit the start button. This is Donald Trump yesterday in Perry, Georgia, in front of 50,000 roaring patriots just like you. I hope some of you were there.
Wow, thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Everybody, and a very, very special hello to a very, very special place, Georgia.
Thank you. People as far as you can see.
And I want to congratulate a team that we all love, the Georgia Bulldogs. That was a big win. You obviously have one of the best teams in the nation. That's looking like a fact. We have one of their players from a few years ago with us tonight. You know that one? A special man.
Herschel Walker.
I'm thrilled to be back in this magnificent state with thousands of hardworking, God-fearing, freedom-loving American patriots. And 1 year from now, Georgia is going to be a central battleground in our fight to rescue our beloved nation. We have great, great people running. Many of them are right here. Hello, Marjorie.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
With your help, we're going to take back the House and send Nancy Pelosi back to San Francisco, where she can work very hard to bring back the city, which she has helped to very much destroy, just like they're destroying our nation. They're destroying our nation. We're going to fire your ultra-left-wing Senator Ralph Warnock and elect the great Herschel Walker to the United States Senate.
Herschel Walker's right there.
And we're going to take back our country from these lunatics. In just 8 months, Joe Biden and the radical Democrats are well on their way to turning America into a third world nation. That's what's happening. You see it here as much as anybody. I told you so during the election and during the campaign. Inflation is skyrocketing. Unemployment is rising at a level that nobody can believe. Main streets are being boarded up. Murders are through the roof. You look at what's happening in these Democrat-run cities. Violent gangs are drugged out. Vagrants are taking over our big cities, are once great cities. Corruption is rampant. The senior ranks of our military have been politicized. Our leaders are issuing unconstitutional executive mandates. And our country is being turned into a migrant camp. It's what we are.
Wow.
Other than that, how are things going?
Now listen to the chant. Here it goes. We love you. We love Trump. 50,000 people.
It's really not even believable what's going on, but
the crowd is so big. The people at the back of this crowd, it goes over the horizon. You can't make out people. It's just colors. As far as you can see in Perry, Georgia, this has never happened ever in history before.
It's going on nevertheless. Each and every one of us here tonight must do everything we can to save America. We're talking about saving, remember? We had Make America Great Again, then I said, oh boy, now we have to do it again because they've done. So we had Make America Great Again. We made it great. Now we got to make it great again. That begins with an earth-shattering win in November 2022. And by the way, we never forget 2020, just in case you have any question. We're not forgetting 2020. Most corrupt election in the history of our country. Most corrupt election in the history of most countries. To be followed by an even more glorious victory in November of 2024.
So if you had any doubts, that was his announcement. I'm running in 2024.
We're going to have a big, big, beautiful victory. If we have a country left in 2024, that's the problem. We're going to have a country left. What they're doing at this level, you're not going to have a country left. There's no greater crisis facing our nation today than the catastrophe on our southern border. You've been watching it, and a lot of the fake news, and you got a lot of them back. Look at all of those fake news. It's amazing. They're doing our country no favor. They're doing you no favor. And they're doing themselves no favor. American sovereignty is being extinguished by the deliberate and willful policies put in place by Joe Biden and the left-wing extremists he has installed in power. I don't know if Joe is exactly involved. I don't know. I really don't. But somebody's really screwing up our country. They're destroying our country. In Del Rio, Texas, you've been watching. Tens of thousands of illegal immigrants have overrun our borders in recent days while laughing in the faces of our Border Patrol agents. And they're going after the riders of the horses, not the people that came in illegally. Isn't that incredible? And they've just put them under watch. They're in big trouble, the riders of those horses. Most people would say they were doing one hell of a job, right? Don't you think? They're in trouble. Can you believe it? One thing is certain, this would never, ever be happening if I were your president, and we should have been your president. 75 million votes. When I was in the White House, illegal aliens knew that if they broke our laws and trespassed across our borders, they would be caught, they would be detained, and they would be thrown out of our country very rapidly. So they didn't come. They didn't come because it was not worth the trip, and then you have to go back. It wasn't worth the trip. When they came, when they made the statement, come with open arms, the world is coming into our country. They're emptying their prisons into our country. I used to say from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Mexico, but now it's from many countries all over the world, including the Middle East. They're emptying their prisons into our country. We're having people coming into our country that we do not want. We do not want. Under my administration, we ended catch and release. We shut down asylum fraud. We struck historic agreements with Mexico and Central American nations to stop illegal immigration, and we deported dangerous criminal aliens by the tens of thousands, including MS-13 killers. We got them out by the thousands. We built 500 miles of powerful border wall, and it was tough, because we had to go through 2.5 years of litigation against Democrats that were suing us, including Congress. We created the most secure border in the history of the United States of America. And the wall could have been finished in a month. They didn't want to finish the wall. This is not even believable. It took us, we were building at record rates, but we had to get the approval from the courts. 2.5 years of fighting and winning 11 different cases. Now Joe Biden has thrown the border wide open, and our country is being invaded by hundreds of thousands of people every single month. Every month we have hundreds of thousands of people coming, and we don't even see the people that are really coming in. And I guarantee you, they're the worst of all. According to one report, over 220 miles of the area near Del Rio is now completely, totally just absorbed by people, but totally unpatrolled. The police are saying, you know, what do we do then?
Not even guarding.
This is an invasion.
Bingo. And I'm going to speak as quickly as I can, because who wants to hear me? We'll be right back to Donald Trump right after this break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like it should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're back, folks. All right, let's get back in with Donald Trump here. Greatest speech I've ever heard.
Build the wall.
50,000 voices.
He could finish that wall in 1 month. And you know, the contractors are all suing now. They're going to make more money. They have contracts to build the wall, finish the wall. They said terminate. Let's terminate. First day, we're going to terminate. And now the contracts are going to get more money for not building than they ever got for building. And you got some contractors over here. They're laughing because they know exactly what I'm saying, don't they? Biden terminated our asylum agreements, instituted nationwide catch and release, crippled ICE. These are great patriots, ICE. Tough. I wouldn't want that job. That guy with the beautiful jacket on, come here, let me look at him. Look at that beautiful. Stand up in the chair.
The guy
stand
with
up
the,
in that chair. Help him. Look
the
at
brick
this guy.
Jacket. The Build the Wall jacket, man. He's been to over 100 rallies.
Right? It's again. He's been. How many rallies have you been to? Oh, boy. He's a great guy and a great patriot. And you know, when he takes that back off, he goes into his shirt and he probably goes back to his accounting office. But we love you. You're great. And we appreciate your support. Really great. We appreciate it. Great guy. Great guy. But even sleepy-eyed Chuck Todd of NBC News was recently forced to admit that Biden's open borders and his policies are acting as a magnet, attracting illegal aliens from all over the planet. Yet despite this obvious disaster, radical Democrats in the House and Senate continue to push for mass amnesty. You know, it's really hard to believe they think this is good. When you look at what's happening, as you know, Haiti is emptying out into our country. Haiti, they have a lot of problems in Haiti, and it's very sad. But we're bringing people into our country that it's just a terrible, terrible, terrible situation. We're living through the worst border crisis in the history, probably, of civilization. There's no border. Nobody has a border like this. We don't do anything. You know, other countries, even if they're not well-equipped, they put up a fight. They don't let people come in. We're just letting them just walk right in. And your own senator, Raphael Warnock, has not uttered a single solitary word of criticism because he's a Marxist controlled by the radical left Democrats who don't believe in borders and they don't believe in a nation, and they don't believe in our nation. I don't believe they believe in our nation. Next year, Warnock and every single one of these far-left lunatics must be routinely and resoundingly and decisively defeated. They have to be defeated. You're not going to have a country left. If you want to have a country left, you must elect no Democrats and vote only for America First Republicans. America First.
No Democrats, no rhinos. You know,
we have a couple of great. We have Save America, which is great. We have a lot of different. Make America Great Again. We'll never give that one up, right? Make America Great Again. I thought we could sort of put it aside for a while, right? But as soon as they came in, we said we need that one again. But we have some good ones. But when you think about it, some of those phrases is so, they're so on. They're so perfect. Some of the first, think about it, make America great again, save America, America first. Think of it, America first. And I'll never forget when Biden first came into office, if you can believe this, he said, we don't believe in America first policies. So I said, you know, even if you really don't, you can't say that. It doesn't work. He doesn't believe, but it's true. They don't believe in America first. They don't believe in America first policies. The world is eating our lunch. They're laughing at us. They watch what happened in Afghanistan and they think we're weak and stupid. And I'll tell you, when I was president, they respected us. They respected this country. Because they were ripping us off and we stopped it. We stopped it. And we'll go into it too. For the last 8 months, Biden, Pelosi, and the socialist Democrats have been relentlessly pushing the demented lie that their political opponents are the number one threat. Think of it, the number one threat to national security. They call them the Trump people. You know what that is? That's 75 million people, but it's really much more than that. Much, much more than that. And that's the largest vote by far ever gotten by a sitting president. No president has ever come close to it. And most presidents go down in the second term. Even if they win, they go down. Obama went down, way down, but he won. Well, I don't know. Maybe he won. Who the hell knows if he won? Nowadays, with these elections, who knows if he won? But he went down a lot, and he won. Most of them go down. Some of them go up, but if they go up, they don't go up much. We went up by 12 million votes. I was told, sir, a great pollster. So we got 63 million. He said, sir, if you go up 1 million votes, you can't lose. Well, we went up 12 million votes in the same.
Okay, we'll pause it right there. We're coming right back to our president. Stay tuned.
Everybody thought that they'd breathed their last. Except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want
the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Let's rush right back into Donald Trump speaking yesterday in Perry, Georgia, greatest hero in our history. And, you know, he says the best is yet to come. He means it. I think the best of Donald Trump is yet to come. And remember what he's doing here. You'll hear it throughout the speech. He's got an enormous challenge. He understands the dark clouds over us. He understands that we're right on the edge of losing our country permanently. And yet he is the bringer of hope. So he has to alternate. His genius at doing this. Who among us could do this, pull off this feat? He's got to paint the picture of how desperate our situation is, but he has to not crush our hope. So you'll hear him. He's got this crowd fired up. He's got America fired up. He's got patriots fired up. But he's not putting lipstick on the pig. He tells you exactly how bad it is.
But there never has been, you know, there never has been a concession. You do know that, right? You do.
In other words, He's saying, I won the election.
You know, when Stacey Abrams says, I'm not going to concede, it's okay. No. When Stacey Abrams says, I'm not going to concede, that's okay. No problem. Oh, she's not going to concede. She's not going to concede. Of course, having her, I think, might be better than having your existing governor, if you want to know the truth.
Now, did you hear what he just said? Did that get by you? Having Stacey Abrams as the governor of Georgia, were that to occur, he said, might be better than having your existing governor. He's talking about so-called Republican, the rhino governor, Brian Kemp, the piece of garbage who wouldn't challenge the fraudulent election in Georgia. And he does this throughout this speech. Donald Trump is locking horns with the rhinos, and he's letting them have it. He just said Stacey Abrams, and it doesn't get worse than Stacey Abrams, would be better than the rhino, Brian Kemp.
Might very well be better. But when she says that, no problem. When crooked Hillary Clinton says, don't ever concede, but she conceded. Of course, I got her at 3 o'clock in the morning. There was something going on. But she conceded. She probably regrets it. But I never conceded because I saw what was happening, and I can't do it. I can't do it. Because I have a commitment to you, and I can't do it. And honestly, it would have been a lot easier for me if I did like every politician. I'd like to congratulate Sleepy Joe on running a brilliant race from the basement. Somebody ran a good race. We don't know who the hell it was. It was somebody ran a good race, but the fact is that we ran a great race. A major media group came and they interviewed me 2 weeks ago. They go, sir, what was the difference between 2016 and 2020? They meant that like as a negative question. I said, well, let me tell you the difference. We did much better in 2020 than we did in 2016. We did much better. We did much better. The rallies were bigger. They were more enthusiastic. We did much, much better. We got 12 million more votes. I mean, we went from 63 to 75 million. So I said, and the person said, you know, I never thought of that. He wasn't that bad. He was radical left, but he wasn't that bad. But he did say, I followed your campaign. It was the most incredible campaign I've ever witnessed. Where you would get up and do 3, 4, and 5 of these rallies a day, and you did that for 30 days before the election. He said, I've never seen anything like that. And he said, there has never been anything like that in the history of politics in this country, and probably in the history of politics in the world. There's never been a movement like this. I said, are you going to write that? He said, probably not.
And let that sink in, folks. Our leader, the leader, the creator of this movement, of which each of you, hearing my voice, each of you is a part, the greatest movement in history. And our leader is in the saddle, tall in the saddle, an amazing man.
He said probably not, and the reason not is his bosses probably wouldn't let him write that, but there has never been a movement like, a MAGA movement like this. There's never been anything like that. Never been anything. But they said, what's the difference? And I said, we did better in 2020. Joe Biden is not merely a threat to our national security. He's actively demolishing it before our very eyes. Biden triggered millions of illegal aliens to rush our borders in the middle of a global pandemic. In the middle of the pandemic, where's your mask? Where's that mandate? Why aren't they imposing a mandate? I mean, they impose a mandate on everybody, but not the people coming in.
So that's his first mention of the scamdemic, the mandate. This is very good. He's with us. End the damn mandates. Very good. Very good mention. He'll come back to it later and hit another one out of the park.
In Afghanistan, he humiliated our nation with the most appalling display of incompetence by an American president in history. 13 great young warriors were murdered and many injured, and a total of 170 people were killed, with many very, very badly wounded. In their memory tonight, we have 13 empty seats of honor right here in the front row. Our hearts go out to the families of every service member that we have lost, and I've spoken to a lot of them, and these are great, great people. Thank you. And we're also honored to be joined by one of the Marines who bravely served in Kabul during the withdrawal and helped evacuate children over the airport and over the airport wall. You saw him. He did a great job. Lance Corporal Hunter Ian Clark. Lance Corporal, come up here. Come up. Come up. Handsome guy. Hunter comes from a military family and went to school right here in Perry, Georgia. Can you believe that? Come on up here.
Big, handsome guy coming up on the stage.
You want to say something?
Hey, my name's Lance Corporal Hunter Clark. I'm here from Warner Robins, Georgia. I am the guy that pulled the baby over the wall, and it's definitely probably one of the greatest things I've ever done in my entire life. I just want to thank all the support from all of y'all. It really means a lot, and I'm glad to be home now today. Thank you.
USA, USA. 50,000 voices.
Thank you, Hunter, very much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hey, you know, Perry, Georgia did a good job. They did a good job. You grow them well in Perry, Georgia. Biden surrendered our forts and air base in Bagram. You know, we were going to keep the air base for business right next to China. And their military institutions and their installations, and they have a lot of things surrounding it. And we had this big, beautiful air base that cost billions of dollars to build. And we were gone. We didn't even turn out the lights. And one day we were gone. And you know who's looking at it now and who's all over it? China! We were never leaving that. We had a perfect plan, and they were listening to us. Abdul, you can't shoot our soldiers. You know what? For 18 months, we didn't have one soldier killed. They listened to me. I said, you can't do it, Abdul. We'll hit you harder than you've ever
done. Abdul.
And he understood that, and he left us alone. And we would have never moved our military out first. We would have never. They would have gone last. First Americans, then our people that deserve to come out, of which, by the way, the people that came out are not the ones that they were talking about. That was just like a mad rush. But Abdul understood that he was not going to do anything to us, and we would have taken our soldiers out last. We would have bombed our five bases, and we were going to occupy Bagram for a long time to come. And it would have been so good, but this guy, they just took the military out first. That's like the captain of the ship. Much more severe, by the way. If a captain of a ship goes, you say, all right, he didn't have guts, but it's not going to affect it too much. They took the military out first. And that's why you have those 13 empty seats right there. That's why. Because they took the military out first, and they created a void. And the Taliban said, what's going on? I can just see Abdul. He gets a call or a message. It said, the military has left. He said, you're nuts, in their language. You, there's no way. Sir, the military has left. They've abandoned. They've surrendered. They've quit. Whatever the hell he said. And I guarantee he said there's no way that happened. Nobody could be that stupid. They're smart. You know, they're good fighters. The Taliban, the Afghans generally are very good fighters. Very good. Among the best, actually. And they said, no, he did. And they sent a group in. And they said, you know what? The military's not there anymore. That's why we had to bring people in that weren't even familiar with all of it. They brought those 13 great people, and many that are wounded, very seriously wounded. They brought them in, among others. They moved. This Millie is an idiot. I got to know him. He's an idiot. Okay? They moved the military out first. Let's get the military out. And then after that, we'll negotiate for hostages, okay? And let's leave them $85 billion in America's finest weapons and latest equipment. And he abandoned hundreds of American citizens in enemy-occupied territory, and the press is trying to play the whole situation down like it never took place because they are among the most corrupt people in this country. You don't even see it anymore about Afghanistan. They don't talk about it. They don't talk about it, but I will. The Democrats are after me with prosecutors and everything else they can think of. Like, they want to make sure that I just be quiet. But you know what? They want to silence me just like they've silenced so many others. It's one of the reasons we don't get the support we should from a lot of very good Republicans, but they're not as brave as they have to be. And others are in agreement with us, but they're afraid. The people we're dealing with are evil and angry and destroying our country. They're destroying our country. And they want to go after me because they think a big mouth. I don't have a big mouth. You know what I have? I have a mouth that tells the truth. I have a mouth that wants to save our country.
Now, the things he says are so brilliant. It goes by so quickly, you might miss it. But you notice how he described our enemies, evil. And that could just go right by. I mean, that maybe that seems self-evident to you, so it doesn't seem like a big deal. You haven't heard previous Republican politicians describing our enemies as evil. You didn't hear Richard Nixon or Mitt Romney or John McCain or George Pathetic Bush Jr. or Sr. describing the Democrats, first of all, as our enemies, and secondly, as evil. Donald Trump speaks the truth. And we haven't had anybody like him ever.
Now Biden is bringing into the United States tens of thousands of unvetted, unscreened Afghan nationals who never worked with the Americans before, including those with child brides. They have a child bride, 13, 14 years old. And we're going to resettle them, I guess, with the child bride. Are they doing that? With the child bride. A lot of those people that rushed the planes are not the people that worked with us. They're people that wanted to get out. You're going to see some bad things happen over the coming years. It's a disgrace. In just the last few days, one Afghan national arriving in our country has been charged with sexually assaulting a child, another with strangling and beating his wife. And in New Mexico, a great, great place, by the way, a group of male Afghan evacuees reportedly ganged up on a female American service member and brutally assaulted her. Ask Germany, how are they doing? They're not too happy.
Bingo.
Ask Sweden, how are they doing? They want to tell you the nice liberal way, but it's not working out too well. Biden terminated our very hard fought for travel ban. You remember the travel ban? Like, we don't want people coming from countries that want to destroy us, okay? You know, it's pretty simple. On terrorist-occupied countries that we went through the entire system to defend and won in the Supreme Court of the United States, this travel ban went on for 2 years of litigation. And I ended up winning in the Supreme Court of the United States. It was very tough. Because all it says is people that want to blow up our stores and blow up our streets and our cities, people that want to hurt people, people that don't love our country, we don't want you in the United States. That's the travel ban.
Bingo.
And Biden is drastically increasing the number of so-called refugees who would be resettled in America and all over American communities all over next year. He's expanding that number. But the travel ban was so strong. It was so...
Now, something that you... maybe I can see it better on the screen than you can listening from where you are. You could hear a pin drop right there. There are 50,000 people in that audience. There's no chatter. It's silence. When the president's talking about more immigrants, boy, does he have our attention. You could hear a pin drop. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick.
Now, we haven't even... We're still in our first hour, and we're going to get through a lot of the president's speech. Not the whole thing, but most of it. And I just want to give you some highlights that are coming up. You are going to, you do not go to the refrigerator or miss any of these things. Coming up, He's going to make his next mention of the scamdemic. And in a few seconds, he's about to say, he talks about China unleashing the virus on the world. Very nice, very nice. Who says that kind of thing? Nobody else. Well, there are a few brave people who do say, like Jim Jordan, who do say things like this. But at the national leader level, only Donald Trump. Then he's going to talk about the Biden administration, the biggest failure ever. The chant, lock her up, is going to go up again about Hillary Clinton. Great, a classic line where you're going to hear Donald Trump say, Bill Clinton is living in fear. He's talking about Hillary. And he says, what kind of sick mind makes that up, talking about Hillary? And then he says, he refers to Shifty Schiff, Adam Schiff. And the whole audience cracks up. I've never heard anybody say this so beautifully. Imagine the face of Adam Schiff. He says, that watermelon-shaped face. He's never going to live that down. Watermelon-shaped face. Then he talks about how the Democrats, the communists, worked on their steal of the election for 4 years. We had only a few weeks, realizing this was coming. And then he says, we didn't get any help from Mitch McConnell. It's wonderful. He slams in this speech. Donald Trump just eviscerates the rhinos, just tears Mitch McConnell apart. And he's going to go into the Secretary of State in Georgia, Raffensperger, a communist if I ever saw one, super rhino. He tears Governor Brian Kemp, the rhino, apart. I think we'll have time to hear some of that. And then going through some notes here of mine. And he's talking to Georgians there. These are the Georgia Republicans in front of him. And he says, this guy, Brian Kemp, is a disaster. Oh, my gosh. Let me go down here. It talks about Mark Zuckerberg, who brought in $45 million to steal the election into Georgia. Unlocked and unguarded voter boxes. And then I want to get to let's get into it. And I want to get into some of the really colorful language he uses. And you're going to love that. You're not going to want to miss it. I'm going to make sure we get to the end where he refers to Joe Biden. Now, he's quoting Biden staffers. Well, I'll let you hear it. What he calls call Joe Biden an SOB. You're going to love that. I'll make sure we get to that. Here he comes.
Good. When a country was angry at us, when they were bad, when they had people that wanted to...
Oh, sorry. I didn't time that very well. We got a little break right here. And then we'll be right back, resuming with the greatest speech I've ever heard yesterday in Perry, Georgia. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to...